This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Well, good morning, everyone. Representative Lee Quam, House Majority Leader. Been a busy week, got a lot of stuff done, and a lot of people ended up staying in Pierre last weekend with the weather we had, and I think everybody's kind of ready to get home. So it will be a short day today.
Good morning, everyone. State Senator Chris Langer, the Majority Leader in the Senate, and I'm from District 25, and I would agree it's been busy, and everybody's probably anxious to get home, but we've had a good week.
State Senator Jim Boland, District 16, way down in southeastern South Dakota. I would totally agree. Lots of folks want to get home, and I think we got through crossover day. We're taking some more bills, and things have been moving along pretty well.
Arch Beal, District 12, Assistant Majority Leader. I'm ready to go home. It's been a long 2 weeks. Been busy.
Senator, is the Senate ready to take up industrial hemp? Do you think it'll make it through committee today?
Oh, well, thank you for the question. It remains to be seen. I think there's been a lot of talk back and forth. It'll be a full committee hearing today, and we'll just wait to see what the final results are.
At a press conference today in Sioux Falls, apparently Governor Noem referred to amendments to the hemp bill. Are you aware of those?
I am. I have not seen the final version, but I've seen a couple different versions, so we'll see what the committee's response to that is as well.
Can you give us an idea of?
There was just one of the amendments I saw just kind of tightened down some parameters about when and where production could be, how it would be monitored, that kind of thing was the gist of the amendment that I saw.
Just wondering, yesterday Senator Jensen was kind of circulating a flyer to pages, I think, and just wondering if you have any comment about the flyer or whether it's appropriate to do that type of thing.
Thank you for that question as well. We have addressed it. It will not happen again. I don't think there was any real ill will or bad intent with that, but we did visit with him and told him that some of those things are just better not handled through the Senate.
We had a bill come out of the House yesterday that would mandate public schools to display the national motto, and it is different from the Senate version, and I'm wondering the Senate's feelings on the new version.
That bill came through Senate Ed, and it was passed in a non-mandated form with a may rather than a shall. I don't know how that will all be sorted out. I think the Senate will be somewhat reluctant to have a mandated form of that, whereas the House may desire that. And so it'll probably go, I would anticipate that will probably go to conference, and we'll just see what can be worked out. If it can't, well, then it probably won't happen. But that's what I would anticipate in regards to that particular bill.
Do you know if the House will take up capital carry or the indigenous languages bill today, or do you think it'll be pretty short?
It's going to be real short.
Excuse me. It's going to be real short. We aren't going to take any bills today.
I think the special session legislation on the sales tax, that marketplace like eBay, the third-party seller stuff starts taking effect tomorrow, I believe. Do you anticipate any uptick in revenue potentially from that?
At this point, I do not. I think we're optimistic, but really not counting on a considerable, sizable difference in that amount. We'll wait and see. But I think we're just taking a very conservative approach, knowing that some of the major online vendors have already been submitting.
Going into budget negotiations over the next few weeks, can you all talk about some of your priorities?
You know, in the Senate, we're still really focused on, and I think as well as the House, some answers for our nursing homes and our community support providers. Those are our number one priorities at this time. Education, obviously, you know, those are our top priorities. Where there's several one-time monies that I think will, there'll be some back and forth between the House and the Senate as far as what their priorities are. But for the most part, our, you know, the top priorities are definitely still the same as they were at the beginning of session.
I would agree with that. You know, nursing homes are obviously the number one priority on both sides, and you know how we go there, or what we do there, that's, you know, up for debate. And the one-time stuff, yeah, there's some debate back and forth. That's already going on, and we'll see where that all shakes out. There's some different priorities on each side on that, so have to be some compromise as usual.
And I would agree with both the majority leader in the House and the Senate. They'll the main focus and the priorities of the legislature in the budget, I don't believe they've changed since the first day of the session. Again, we have lots of interest and press coverage and attention paid to a lot of host of other issues, from guns on campus to intellectual diversity to how long a term's going to be for a legislator and all sorts of things like that. But really, the intense work of you know, funding state governments being done by the appropriators, I'm sure there's going to be some compromise worked out, and but the priorities have remained the same. It, just that part of the legislative process really doesn't get a lot of exposure until pretty much the very end, when everything else kind of disappears and it all comes down to the final budget for the state of South Dakota for the next year. So that's how I would look at it.
What do you see as the work ahead in the next week? What's the big push moving forward in the next 7 days?
You know, we'll have conference committees, obviously, towards the end, but I think we'll just continue on budget discussions. Obviously, industrial hemp will be a big topic once it, seeing what happens as that comes out of committee. I think that's kind of our, you know, we're just wrapping up. That'll probably be our major discussions.
I would agree with that. Obviously, getting everything, all the bills out of committees and passed off the floor or killed, whatever we decide to do, and then the conference committees. But probably the number one priority is discussions on the budget and where we go there and trying to get to the final numbers. We've already started some of that discussion, and it'll be ongoing for the next couple of weeks.
Any outliers there, specifically gun bills?
I believe the Senate's done with our gun bills.
Yeah, we just have the one left, the carrying the Capitol one. I think that's all that we have left there.
Any questions from callers on the phones?
This is Joey from Dakota Radio Group. For those of us who didn't see the flyer, could you tell us what information was on there, what that situation was about?
I will just say it, you know, all of the information was factual in nature, but offensive to some. It had to deal with Black History Month. And like I said, I don't believe that there was ill intention from the senator. I just, there was just some offensive material on there. So we took care of that, and it will not be distributed.
Oh, okay. Thank you.